Hello and welcome to episode number 61 of the Lunch Table Talk podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be giving you my 2021 MLB postseason bracket predictions. We got five teams in the American League: Rays, Red Sox, Yankees, White Sox, Astros, and of course we have five teams in the National League: Giants, Dodgers, Cardinals, Braves, and Brewers. Going to be an exciting postseason. We're going to kick it off with our first wild card game coming out of the American League. In the wild card matchup, we have the four-seeded Boston Red Sox finishing with a record at 92-70, and the five-seeded Yankees with the same record, 92-70. AL East matchup here. Going to be a very, very fun game to watch. Four-seeded Red Sox, five-seeded Yankees, but that five next to the Yankees should still scare a lot of people. They are a very, very good team, but we're going to focus on the Red Sox real quick first. I'm not going to go too in-depth with the wildcard teams, although I will probably end up doing so. Red Sox, let's take a look at their season, their regular season. Average, they were phenomenal. Runs, they were phenomenal. Top five in both categories, and they were also top five in OPS at third overall. Stolen bases, not their strongest, obviously. They were 29th in the league, which is second to dead last. Homers, they were solid, top 10 in that, finishing at 10th. Starting pitchers, not the best ERA. They're below average considered, or I guess you could throw them in the average category. They finished 17th. Walks have been a problem for the Red Sox starting pitchers. They finished 25th in that category. Strikeouts per nine were pretty good, and home runs per nine were pretty solid as well. They finished sixth in both of those categories. Relievers had similar statistics. They were sixth in Ks per nine, and they were seventh in home runs per nine. ERA, they did improve at 13th overall in the league. WHIP, they also did improve in that category as well. Walks per nine did increase quite a bit. They jumped from 11 from the starting pitchers all the way up to 24th overall. But now that Chris Sale is back, I think they're going to have a better chance against bigger teams like this. But in my opinion, I think this is going to be their only matchup in the postseason facing off against the New York Yankees. Their projected starter is Nathan Eovaldi, who is and who was great this season. But their opponent's projected starter is Gerrit Cole. I mean, Gerrit Cole is Gerrit Cole. We know how he's done this past season and in seasons past. With the Pirates, with the Astros, and of course last season with the Yankees, he's been nothing but good. So he should definitely scare some people, especially this Boston Red Sox lineup, who did prove a lot of people wrong. Didn't think they were going to be able to make the playoffs this season, but they did prove me wrong and a bunch of other people. Although I think this is going to be where their ride ends. Enrique Hernandez was solid this season. They grabbed him from the Dodgers in this past in free agency. Schwarber, they got through a trade. Bogarts, Devers, Martinez, Verdugo, they had for, I guess you could say, a little bit now. Vasquez showed signs of stardom in the beginning of the season, but definitely slowed down afterwards. Jose Iglesias, he seems to be able to fit on just about any team, but I don't know how well he did with the Boston Red Sox this season. I haven't been keeping up with them as much as I should, especially since I am an American League East fan. As for the pitchers, Chris Sale, Eduardo Rodriguez, Tanner Houck, and of course Nathan Eovaldi, who is going to be their number one in the playoffs if they do proceed past the New York Yankees. So let's take a look at this Yankees lineup and team. They're a very scary team. Their power alone is enough to scare people, but added with the great starting pitching, with the pretty solid bullpen, along with the... I shouldn't say pretty solid bullpen. I should say elite bullpen. Fourth in ERA, fourth in WHIP, sixth in walks per nine, fifth in Ks per nine, fifth in hits per nine, and ninth in home runs per nine. Very, very solid from the Yankees bullpen. As for their lineup, Gleyber Torres, Rizzo, Judge, Stanton, Gallo. You got power front to back besides Brett Gardner. Sanchez batting eighth. They also have Rogan Odor. And on the bench, they do have Tyler Wade, who I think should be starting. He seems to be able to play just about anywhere, infield or outfield. As for their starting rotation, Gerrit Cole, who we already talked about a little bit, he's been solid this entire season and the seasons past. Number one overall pick in 2011 from the Pirates. Corey Kluber, Nestor Cortes, Jameson Taillon, and Jordan Montgomery. Pretty solid front to back. And then in the bullpen, they have, you know, Chapman, Seve, Chad Green, Clay Holmes. Who am I forgetting? Domingo Herman. Yeah, I mean, pretty solid front to back. And then obviously on the injured list, they do have quite a few players: Luke Voit, LeMahieu, Andujar, Fraser Hicks, LeCastro. I don't think I'm forgetting anybody else. LeCastro, he'll be out for a while. Not sure when these guys are going to come back. And then on the injured players, on the pitcher side, two ex-Orioles, Zach Britton and Darren O'Day. So that's something to look out for, definitely, with the injuries with to the Yankees roster. But that's not going to scare me too much. I have the Yankees winning this game and moving on to play the Tampa Bay Rays. So let's go down to the other wild card matchup. We have the Los Angeles Dodgers facing off against the Arizona Cardinals. Sorry, I'm in NFL mode. St. Louis Cardinals. Sorry, St. Louis fans. That's completely my fault. Los Angeles Dodgers. Looking at this team, you would have thought maybe they'd win the division. But the Giants, man. The Giants are something special. Not sure what they had going on in the locker room, but it was certainly something out of a movie. Did not see the Giants winning this division, especially with the Padres there, especially with the Dodgers there. I don't know. Giants are something else, man. I don't even know who to give credit to besides literally everybody on that team. Everyone did their job, and it's really hard to, I don't know, not give them credit where credit is due because they were phenomenal. Let's just start by talking about this. The starting pitchers on the Los Angeles Dodgers. First in ERA, first in WHIP, first in walks per nine, first in Ks per nine, first in hits per nine, third in home runs per nine. Absolutely electric. And then the relief pitchers, arguably just as good. Second in the ERA, third in WHIP, 10th in Ks per nine, first in hits per nine, and third in home runs per nine. Absolutely insane. Max Scherzer, Tony Gonsolin, Julio Urias, who was able to reach 20 wins on the season. They also have Walker Buehler. Kershaw, unfortunately, I believe his season has ended. And then we know Trevor Bauer doesn't seem to be coming back for quite the long time. But besides the pitchers, they do have a phenomenal starting roster to put out every night. Mookie Betts, Corey Seager, Trey Turner, Max Muncy, Will Smith, Justin Turner, AJ Pollock, Cody Bellinger, who Bellinger obviously had not had near the season that people thought he would have had, including myself. Cody Bellinger went from a clear MVP candidate to one of the worst statistical players in the Major League Baseball. So that's just one thing to throw out there. He is still pretty young, still room to improve, so I'm not too worried, but the season that he had this season was just not good by any means. There was no positives from Cody Bellinger this past season, except for like maybe the last week. But you can't just look at the last week. You have to look at every single game. And Bellinger was absolutely terrible this season. There's no other way to put that. Betts was phenomenal. Turner was phenomenal. That was a good trade by the Dodgers, being able to pick him up after they realized that the Padres and the Giants now are going to be competition in this division. So grabbing Turner along with Max Scherzer was a phenomenal pickup for the Dodgers. Let's head over to the St. Louis Cardinals now. See, I guys got that one right. St. Louis Cardinals. They always seem to find a way to sneak their way into the playoffs. They were the fifth seed, but that takes nothing away from the impressiveness that they displayed, especially in the past month or two. Their projected starter is Adam Wainwright, and they're facing off against Max Scherzer more than likely. Let's go over this starting lineup or starting rotation for the St. Louis Cardinals. Adam Wainwright, obviously, he's over 40 now, but doesn't seem to show many signs of slowing down. I don't know how many years he has left. I wouldn't say very many. I don't want to put a number on it, but I'd probably have to guess probably one or two. Not many years left for Adam Wainwright, although he has been phenomenal this past season. They still have Jay Happ, Miles Michaelis, Dakota Hudson, John Lester, Jake Woodford. I mean, he's a rookie, but I mean, he's done his job. As for the starting lineup, Tommy Edman, Paul Goldschmidt, O'Neill, Arenado, Carlson, Molina, Harrison Bader. And then on the bench, they have Carpenter and DeJong. I don't know, man. This is it's an interesting team. They were able to finesse their way into the playoffs. Having that really long winning streak certainly helped them. And I think that's obviously the reason that they were able to get in over a few other teams. Mets, Padres obviously did not perform up to the caliber that we know that they can, especially with the rosters that they had going into the season. Despite the injuries, they still probably should have made the playoffs. Over this, sorry, I almost said Arizona Cardinals again. St. Louis Cardinals team. DeJong did not play good at all. Especially, he's been so solid these past few seasons, and going into the season, expectations were, I wouldn't say high, but they were decent, and he did not perform at all up to those quote-unquote expectations that were held against him. Still a pretty solid defender, just his offensive ability just seemed to plummet this past season. Despite all that being said, I am going to take the Los Angeles Dodgers to defeat the St. Louis Cardinals in the wild card round. So let's head up back to the American League, where we are now in the American League Divisional Series. We have the Tampa Bay Rays, the number one seed, finishing with a record at 162, facing off against the five-seeded Yankees, who we just had beating the four-seeded Boston Red Sox. So let's take a look at this roster that the Tampa Bay Rays have going. Obviously, nothing but good things to say about the Tampa Bay Rays. Very homegrown team, one seed once again. They got to the 100 win mark. Nothing really stands out in the hitting department. No real player stands out to me. But they're similar to the New York Giants. Oh my God, I'm fully in football mode. Sorry, guys. San Francisco Giants. Everybody does their job, and everybody does it well. Brandon Lau, phenomenal. Game 162, I think it was. I think it was either 161 or 162. Well, he did have three homers pretty recently. Wander Franco breaking rookie records, as we presumed he would. Nelson Cruz, old, but hitting dinger still. So nothing bad to say about him. Jimin Choi, Austin Meadows, Arozarena, Joey Wendell, Mike Zunino, and of course, Kevin Kiermaier. And then on the bench, they have Yandy Diaz, Brett Phillips, Margot, Mejia. As for the starting rotation, Ryan Yarbrough, McClanahan, very underrated season. Shane McClanahan had this season. Shane Baz also. Michael Waka, sorry. Nothing really stands out to me as phenomenal or flashy on this Tampa Bay Rays team, but I mean, they got to that one seed somehow, and I think they did it for a reason. The relief pitchers are phenomenal. Finished third in ERA, second in whip, second in walks per nine, 11th in Ks per nine, fourth in hits per nine, and sixth in home runs per nine. As for the starting pitchers, they finished eighth in whip, fifth in walks per nine, ninth in hits per nine. As for the hitters, 14th in average, so pretty bang on average there. Just above average, I'd say. 11th in on base percentage, 10th in OPS, second in runs, sixth in home runs, and seventh in stolen bases. They still do have a phenomenal prospects that are yet to come up. Vidal Brujan, Josh Lowe, Xavier Edwards, guys like that. And then another underrated one I'd like to shout out is Blake Hunt. I don't know when he's going to come up. I'd probably say 2022, maybe 23, depending on his availability. But Tampa Bay Rays team, it's been phenomenal all season. And we already talked about the Yankees. So I'm going to give the edge to the Tampa Bay Rays here. As much as it, you know, I know most people would want to see the Yankees because they are quote-unquote America's team. And they have the most fans. Wouldn't say they have the most loyal fans, but they do have the most fans. And whether that's because they're big market or just their historical value is so high. But I am going to choose the Rays to defeat the New York Yankees. And how many games, though? I'm not sure. But Rays, give them to me in moving on to the ALCS. White Sox facing off against the Astros. I already know who I'm going to pick for this one, and it's going to be the Astros. White Sox, They do have a phenomenal roster, but the Astros have the same. They have a phenomenal roster as well. So let's take a look at the Chicago White Sox roster first. Let's see. Where are we? There we go. Chicago White Sox, 5th in average, 3rd in on-base percentage, 7th in OPS, 7th in runs, 19th in dingers, 22nd in stolen bases. As for their starting pitchers, 4th in ERA, 4th in whip, 2nd in Ks per 9, 5th in hits per 9, 7th in home runs per 9. As for the relief pitchers, 12th in league in ERA, 7th in whip, 8th in walks per 9, 2nd in Ks per 9, 12th in hits per 9. Let's take a look at this starting roster for the Chicago White Sox. Tim Anderson, obviously leading off, followed by Luis Robert, last year's MVP, Jose Abreu, Yasmani Grandal, Eloy Jimenez, Yoan Moncada, Lory Garcia, Gavin Sheets, and Cesar Hernandez. As for the bench, they do have rookie Andrew Vaughn, and they also brought back Adam Engel. They also have Billy Hamilton as a pinch runner. As for the starting rotation, Carlos Rondon, Lance Lynn, Lucas Giolito, Dallas Keuchel, Dylan Cease, absolutely phenomenal front to back. 1 solid, 2 solid, 3 solid, 4 solid, 5 solid. Doesn't get much better than that. Dallas Keuchel as a 5 is phenomenal. He'd be arguably a 1 or 2 on some teams. So shout out to the Chicago White Sox for building up that pitching staff. As for the the bullpen, just as good. Liam Hendricks, Craig Kimbrel, Michael Kopech and Garrett Crochet, two of my favorite relievers in the league right now. Kopech is absolutely phenomenal, and so is Crochet, two of my favorite guys, as I said. Not many guys injured on the White Sox team, which is good. It does suck that they have one of the worst managers in the league. I feel like they could have snuck into that second seed, maybe even the first seed. Maybe winning an eight extra games is a little generous for the White Sox, but having a great manager does help, and obviously we see that with the Tampa Bay Rays and Kevin Cash. But I think the White Sox could improve even more with without La Russa there. Let's take a look at this Houston Astros team. A lot of people are still blinded by the fact that they cheated, and although that is terrible, they are still a very, very good team, especially on the offensive side of the ball. First in average, first in OBP, second in on-base percentage, first in runs, ninth in home runs. Altuve came back very strong, and he's looked really good ever since the 60-game season. Michael Brantley, Alex Bregman, Yordan Alvarez, Yuli Gurriel, Carlos Correa, Kyle Tucker, and Marcy Maldonado. As for the bench, they have Jake Myers, Marlon Gonzalez. Not the best bench, but seems like any of these guys can fit in any day of the week. As for their starting rotation, obviously Verlander out for quite a bit. Still not going to come back anytime soon. They still do have Lance McCullers, Framber Valdez, Jake Odorizzi, Urquidy, and Luis Garcia. Their youngest guy is 24 or 25. I don't remember how old Luis Garcia is. But yeah, this team, it's solid front to back. And their offensive ability is just pretty much above any other team. It's going to be fun to watch this, the Astros offense facing off against the White Sox pitching. I think that's going to be the matchup to definitely look out for. Because, you know, they're both so strong, and it's going to be hard to, you know, differentiate and be able to tell who's going to be able to win on any given night. But yeah, I do think the Astros are just that good. I am going to give the edge to them, though. So I have in the ALCS, the 1-seeded Rays and the 2-seeded Astros. NLCS time. Let's make our picks for that matchup. We have the New York Giants. I did again. That's like the fourth time. You guys got to start a counter for me for messing up these team names. San Francisco Giants, Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm taking the Dodgers in this one. I know they are a wild card team, but by barely, they were still the second best team in the league. And that's no knock on the Giants at all. The Giants played phenomenal and surprised everybody, including myself, and I have to give them the respect that they deserve. They played absolutely phenomenal this season. Everybody did their job. Gausman had a phenomenal season, and everybody on the offensive side of the ball, like I said, did their job, and they know what they're doing. Shout out to their manager. But I still have the Dodgers being able to capture a victory in the NLDS against the Giants. Next up, we have a very exciting matchup. We have the Atlanta Braves facing off against the Milwaukee Brewers. So let's take a look at this Atlanta Braves team first. I do already have my pick for this matchup, and I think it's going to be a close... I think it's going to go the distance. I think it's going to go the max amount of games here. So let's take a look at this Atlanta starting roster. Jorge Soler, Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, Adam Duvall, Eddie Rosario, Travis d'Arnaud, Dansby Swanson, William Contreras. And then they also have Orlando Arcia and Jock Peterson. As for their pitchers, Charlie Morton, Max Fried, Husker Ionia, Ian Anderson, Will Smith, Luke Jackson, AJ Minter, Dylan Lee, Jesse Chavez. As for their injured players, Marcell Ozuna, guess you wouldn't really call him injured. I guess he's more restricted list for admin leave, I guess you could call it. Steven Vogt, Ronald Acuna. Sucks that Ronald Acuna went out. 60-day DL or IL. I guess it is the IL now. But, yeah, having Acuna, no Acuna in the playoffs, is definitely going to hurt. And I think that could end up being their downfall. They weren't phenomenal in any aspect besides the starting pitching. Really stands out. 7th in ERA, 7th in WHIP, 4th in hits per 9. They do have quite a bit of power. 8th in OPS, 8th in runs, 3rd in home runs. Relief pitchers, not the best. They were top 10 in ERA, but they weren't top 10 in any other category besides that. So let's take a look now at this Milwaukee Brewers team. Yeah, they're starting pitching. I'm surprised. Well, not actually. I'm not too surprised. But they go hand in hand with the Los Angeles Dodgers starting pitching. And that's with Trevor Bauer and David Price being there. 2nd in ERA, 2nd in WHIP, top 10 in walks per 9, top 5 in Ks per 9, 2nd in hits per 9, 1st in home runs per 9. Their offense, not the best, especially with Christian Yelich not having the best season. Other than Yelich, though, they do have Colton Wong, Willy Adames, Avisal Garcia, Eduardo Escobar, Lou Kane, who's one of my favorite players of all time. As for their bench, Daniel Vogelbach, Jace Peterson, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Luis Urias. As for their starting rotation, it's phenomenal front to back. Corbin Burns, Freddy Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Adrian Hauser, Brett Anderson, and Eric Lauer. They're 1-6. I mean, it's absolutely deadly. And it's going to be hard to... I mean, when you can throw out a pitcher every single night who you have confidence in is such a... it's so important in Major League, especially in the playoffs when you never know when your final game is going to be. So having that luxury in Milwaukee is absolutely phenomenal. And Josh Hader, obviously, in the pen is definitely another luxury that the Milwaukee Brewers have. That's why I'm taking them to defeat the Atlanta Braves. So now we have our final four teams, Tampa Bay Rays, Houston Astros, Los Angeles Dodgers, and Milwaukee Brewers. I'm going to keep this short. Facing off in the ALCS, we have the 1-seeded Rays, 2-seeded Astros. I'm going to take the Houston Astros. I know it's hard to see, but I think that's going to be... I mean, it's my honest pick, and I think that's what's going to happen. And as for the NLCS, I'm going to take the Brewers. So we have the Astros and the Brewers in the World Series. And, man... Yeah, see, this is actually where it gets a little tougher because, you know, you gotta look at every little thing about these teams. But overall, as much as it pains me to do it, I'm gonna take the Astros to win this World Series. I know they're gonna be able to talk a lot of crap I know it's probably not the most popular pick, but I do think it is the correct pick. World Series MVP is going to be Alex Bregman. Astros, much as it pains me to do this, I do have to give them the World Series. And as much as it pains me to say this, they have become underrated because of the whole cheating situation. And being the number two seed, and being the, let's see, I guess, I'm not sure what their head-to-head against the Brewers was, but they were probably a top four, arguably top three team this past season. So I have to give it to the Houston Astros. Congrats to them, despite it hurts to say congrats to the Astros for anything. But again, I said, not the most popular pick, and I understand that. But I do think it is going to be the correct pick. I hope it's not, but I do think that is what's gonna end up happening. So yeah, that's gonna finish off today's episode. Hope you guys did enjoy. I'm not sure what the next episode is gonna be. I hope to put out another These Guys Are Good episode soon, but it's probably gonna end up being my NBA awards predictions, and then obviously I still have to do my my MLB awards selections. So look out for both those episodes. We got standing predictions for the NBA, we got awards for the MLB, we got awards for the NBA, we got playoffs for the NBA, we got what else, and then there you can always be on lookout for These Guys Are Good episodes or an interview. So look out for any episode that may come your way. Hope you have enjoyed this episode, and once again, pains me to say it, but congrats to the Houston Astros.